Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Intense pressure now on the Paris Saint-Germain defense. It's Neymar trying to feed it through. It's a stretch, and it's in!
Greatest Champions League comeback in history. It was historic. You heard it. Barcelona. 95th minute, Sergio Roberto scoring off a beautifully clipped in ball by Neymar. And Barcelona defeats PSG 6-1 today, overcoming a four-goal first-leg deficit to advance in Champions League history. Remarkable game today. And if you saw it, don't tell me you had predicted this would happen. Yes, we have seen it before from Barcelona. No, we didn't think it would happen with the current Barcelona. Then on the other hand, why wouldn't you think it's possible? Neymar, Suarez, Messi. Neymar's a star today. In the final 7 minutes, they score three goals. They had to score three goals. He scores the ridiculous free kick. He hits the penalty to tie it 5-5 on aggregate. And at that point, PSG is still in a position to advance due to the away tiebreaker. And then in the 95th minute, Neymar's assist to Sergio Roberto, who just spears it in out of the air. This was unbelievable. Biggest reversal of a first leg in history. And they do it in convincing fashion. So now, guess what? The chances to win the UEFA Champions League? Entering Tuesday, Barcelona, 3%. They just went up to 32%. They're now the favorites. And I believe the favorites because of the galvanizing effect of this result. We're going to talk about Barcelona tonight. I want to hear your thoughts on it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We stream at ESPN975.com. We've got a number of great guests in the show tonight, including the author and historian of Manchester United, the gentleman. He's just entered the room, Mr. Tom Clare. He'll be joining us around the 8 o'clock hour. But we'll talk about the Barcelona result. We'll talk Arsenal. We're going to talk Manchester United without Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Dynamo fans, I want to hear from you tonight as well. 713-780-3776. I want to know how you're feeling about the current season here and what's going to happen to your Dynamo this year. Let's keep grounded here. It's only one game, but it certainly was an entertainment value that we have not seen, I would say, in years. We have not seen a Dynamo team create that many chances in a singular half, let alone a game. So this was a pretty spectacular opening game for the Dynamo, and we'll see what happens against the Columbus Crew. What a beatdown Bayern Munich put on Arsenal. And boy, there's a lot of people snickering at Arsenal all over the place on social media. That was the top of Champions League talk until today, Barcelona's historic comeback. But it's turbulent times for the Gunners, hammered 10-2 on aggregate. MLS kicked off in great fashion, 55,000 in Atlanta, 30,000 season ticket holders. Orlando City took the league by storm with, I think, is the most European of stadiums in the league. Absolutely gorgeous stadium. We had Phil Rollins on Monday night. The founder of Orlando City SC. U.S. women. Now, albeit with the youth movement, everybody's up in arms about the U.S. women getting a lesson put on them and a convincing victory from France last night. France was excellent. By the way, let's make sure we're not recognizing what the French have done, because if I look back 4 or 5 years ago, I remember watching the French and saying, wow, once their physical element of their game catches up to the United States, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. These great soccer-playing nations that are going to invest in women's football, they're going to reap benefits. France was unbelievable. Every player on the team was comfortable with the ball at their feet. There's a lot to say on this match. For those of you who are about to jump off the ledge, I wouldn't do that. I think the U.S. women have had a pretty good record. I do think that the manager, Jill Ellis, is trying a number of things, but not much of it worked last night. But what did work was this. She was able to assess her players, not in a friendly against weakened opposition, able to assess her players against real competition and some of the top teams in the world in the She Believes Cup. So France wins it, and the U.S. Also, you know, have a lot of questions to ask and answer. But again, I find it all very, very healthy. We can still talk the Dynamo win over Seattle. We'll begin to talk the Columbus Crew. There were people out there saying this was a surprise win. It's a surprise win if you haven't been really paying attention. And you're just saying, well, it's the MLS Cup champions. But this is Major League Soccer. This was not a surprise win. In fact, Seattle came into this with far less urgency than the Dynamo. A far shorter offseason. A number of players injured that they didn't want to play. And frankly, this meant more to the Houston Dynamo, trying to, with the curtain raised on the 2017 season. You know, people just really wondering what's going on. To see some pace in a wide game and Kubo Torres in and around the penalty area instead of standing around at the halfway line getting hammered by center backs. Seeing a team that's not afraid to risk things and push high up the field. It was refreshing. And I ran into a ton of Dynamo fans after this game who were, I just haven't seen smiles on faces of people down here in a long time. And we really saw a lot of people enjoying themselves. I was over at the King's Court. It's also where the Houston Red Army hang out, the Manchester United supporters group headed up by Tom Clare. El Batallón's there now. Pre and post game Dynamo, that's where we go after the game. So it was wonderful over there. Everybody was excited, everybody happy. So again, let me just give you the lineup tonight. Author and Manchester United historian Tom Clare in studio tonight. We're going to also talk about a pediatric cancer event. It's called a Sportsman's Dinner. Two star players coming over from Europe. Manchester United's Norman Whiteside and Chelsea's Bobby Tambling. They'll be there. Defender A.J. De La Garza is going to join me in a few minutes. And you can call into the show at 713-780-3776. Did anybody see this coming with Barcelona? Did you really believe that this could happen with this current Barcelona? Yes, I understand the three monster talents that they have. But with the manager leaving and some things swirling around them, did you see this coming? I didn't. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend I did. Did I think they were going to make it competitive and ask questions of PSG? Absolutely, because of those three I mentioned. And by the way, it's Neymar with two goals and an assist in 7 minutes. Okay, so for any of you haters out there on Neymar, this man owns Barcelona right now because he just threw them a lifeline, and they just went now to be in the team that's probably going to be placed by many. It already has been placed as the team now to beat to win the Champions League because of the way this happened, the galvanizing effect it could potentially have. Streaming at ESPN975.com. 713-780-3776. Dynamo fans, give me your thoughts on the opening game. Convinced? It's a system that still needs a lot of work, but this was a heck of an opener. You can't take anything away from it. And who would you start? Eric Alexander got the start in the holding midfield due to Juan David Cabezas, the Colombian, having to serve a suspension for yellow cards back in his home country when he was in the first division. Do you keep Eric Alexander in there, or do you bring on Juan David Cabezas? Most of the people weighing in over at Facebook Soccer Matters, believe it or not, they want to see Juan David Cabezas start, even though Eric Alexander had a solid game. Corey Ash, the former Dynamo left back, he'll be in studio tonight. He'll be a part of the roundtable with Tom Clare, myself, and Eddie Robinson, who's the analyst on Cube 57. We're going to hear from Columbus Crew midfielder Ethan Finley as well on the Columbus Crew. This is a course of collision here for the Dynamo and Crew. Two very differing styles of play. I don't think either coach is going to move off their positions, and they're going to see how they do it. They're going to stick to their ideologies, and they're going to try to impose their style. So I think this makes it a fascinating game. All right, we're talking Barcelona. We started off with Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. I just wanted to thank you for the Dynamo tickets, first and foremost. Took my brother, and we really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, well, you went to one of the better games in recent times. That's for darn sure. So
yeah, and it was his first Dynamo game, so he was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it was a fun night down there. It was lovely to see entertaining soccer. Kyoto and Elise flying forward. I mean, I think there's a number of things with the 4-3-3 that are going to have to be obviously worked on at this stage of the season. That's not a surprise, but I think it was a good curtain raiser for the Dynamo.
I think it was a great opening game. I did want to switch and talk about the Barcelona comeback today. I didn't think they would make it win. I thought they would win the game, but not overall beat come back the way they did.
So wait, you're saying you knew they would win the game, but you didn't think they were going to win the aggregate in advance. That's what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think many people did. I don't think many people did, but we've seen these results in the past. I just didn't feel like it would happen with the current Barcelona squad, and it's pretty ridiculous how this game came about. Barcelona had 71% of the possession. I mean, look, if you're PSG and you concede 3 goals in the last 7 minutes, I mean, you got to be. There's probably people being walked off the ledge right now, including their manager.
Yeah, I think that this raises questions about that. It was a game between two teams: a team that wanted to preserve their lead versus a team that had determination to win it and just go out there and give it everything they had.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing that I'm going to point to in this game, because Barcelona. The commentators started writing their obituary in about the 81st minute, saying they know it's over. They can focus on La Liga. And, 88th minute, Neymar hits this wicked free kick. And then he gets one in stoppage time, and then he sets up the final goal. But in the 82nd minute, I still saw these guys fighting like animals. I saw these guys still with belief. Fight, determination, and then you combine that with the fan base, and that's a scary thing. And I don't think there are many teams that can do that. You know, usually 2-3 guys are checking out. We're done. How are we going to make 3 goals up in the 82nd minute? I don't think people are that mentally strong always, even the greatest of professional athletes. I don't know how many teams could have done this today.
No, and Camp Nou itself is not an easy place to play or win or even tie. So I think the Barcelona fans had players on their side for the entire game, and there was a belief that they would make it.
Demanding. Yeah. I mean, they're not sitting there thinking it's over, because they've seen it happen before, right? They've experienced these remarkable, ridiculous comebacks. 713-780-3776. What else jumped out to you, Bilal?
Well, I was a little disappointed in Arsenal, but I was also a little confused in the penalty that was called. I wasn't sure if that was a clear pass to goal. I don't know if Lewandowski, with all his skill, would have made that. And to switch it from a yellow to a red like that, that was sort of a questionable call for me.
Yeah, Arsene Wenger, I would agree with you on that one, but, you know, again, as only he can do, that's what he blames the whole day on. And that, to me, tells you got a very fragile team. They got a problem. He's got a problem with Alexis Sanchez. That's why he didn't start. Something's going on behind the scenes. I think that's pretty well documented. Robert Pires, a former Arsenal player, had come out and said something. So there's bigger things going on there. I mean, I guess the real question is, to any Arsenal fans that are out there, is it time for him to go? Do you want him to go?
I'm not a fan, but I would say he's overstayed his welcome.
I mean, at some point, you've got to decide how you're going to move on, with who you're going to move on.
If I were Arsenal, I would go after, and I forget his name, but the Bournemouth manager. I think is a great fit for them. I think he would bring in an exciting sort of atmosphere into the Emirates Stadium.
Yeah, Bournemouth to the Emirates, that's a big, big, big jump. And I'm not sure the playing style that he's using with – is the Cherries, Tom? Yeah, the Cherries. I'm sorry. I didn't want to remind you. Tom Clare shaking his head no. He doesn't think the Bournemouth manager is gonna be the guy. I don't think he's the right fit for Barcelona. Remember, it's got to be a monster name. It's got to be a big name. It's got to be somebody who's, you know, going to take them past the round of 16 in the Champions League. But if there are Arsenal fans out there, we want to hear from you. Get out from under the rock. It's good to talk things out sometimes. Bilal, thank you very much for the phone call. I'm glad you enjoyed the game.
Thank you.
713-780-3776. I do have some Dynamo Columbus tickets to give out tonight. Let me repeat that. Dynamo Columbus Crew SC. We've gotten a memo around Major League Soccer that we better get all these names right. And if there's an SC, you better say the SC. So Columbus Crew isn't good enough anymore. It's Columbus Crew SC. The Neymar free kick was mind-blowing. I mean, it was unbelievable. And it just whips into the upper corner. It was just such drama. I'm still sitting here trying to make sense of it because it all happened so quickly. But they're, you know, I would put them in Bayern Munich as the two favorites right now. Would you agree with that? 713-780-3776. Dynamo fans, excited about the season, excited about the Columbus game. What is on your mind as well? I do want to bring up another topic here that we brought up the other night. And I do not want to, since we're doing so much Barcelona talk here, Real Madrid 3-1 over Napoli, so they go through 6-2 on aggregate. Tom, grab that microphone, because I want to just bring you in on this one here. So Zlatan Ibrahimovic gets suspended. I think we all kind of expected that was going to happen. So now the real Manchester United's got to step up. The Emperor's not going to be there. So the question is, what's going to be standing? Now, he is available to play against Rostov in the Europa League tomorrow, which is going to be interesting. But you've heard the players on Manchester United talk about what a leader he is, what an effect he has on the squad. So what are we going to see, Tom? Well, you know, you're Manchester United through and through. You don't miss a singular play. As I bring in Tom Clare, the author and historian of Manchester United, what do we think we're going to see here?
Well, I think you're going to see Rooney step up to the plate.
As Wayne can?
As he can, yeah. I mean, it's tailor-made for him now. Plus, I think we're going to see probably Rashford play through the middle. And, you know, with that little bit of extra pace, it's going to be testing because without Ibra, without his goals this season, we wouldn't be where we were, where we are. But, I think Herrera's going to play a big part as well. I think that's what we missed last Saturday against Bournemouth.
But Zlatan is such the fulcrum and the focal point of this team.
The experience that guy's got, his movement and where he places himself, he's got that thing that all the great strikers have got that you can't coach in them. They've got it naturally and they're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, Tom. That's well put. Daspit Law. Moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. Whether your car accident is car, boat, motorcycle, you might work in a construction plant or a refinery, or you drive an 18-wheeler. Daspit Law Firm will assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. The Daspit Law Firm will work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Fight for your right for compensation. Daspit Law Firm, my friend John Daspit, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. We're coming back. I'll conduct an interview with Dynamo defender A.J. De La Garza. We're going to talk a little bit about this clash of styles between the Dynamo and Columbus. Me and my crew, we stay true, old school and new. Many will come, but the show's in the field. We rise to the top, what you want, just in case you forgot. Rush the stage, grab my mind, show me what you got. ESPN 97.5.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stay.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here's a big event. I want you to be a part of it. And I know this streams and people listen to this on the podcast, so you don't have to live in Houston to come to this event. Sportsman's Dinner Evening with Norman Whiteside, the famous Manchester United player, 17 years of age. He represented Northern Ireland in the World Cup. This has been organized by my good friend Tom Clare, who's actually sitting here in studio. You're not going to believe what he just gave me, but I'll talk about that a little bit later on. This event is Friday, June 16th. It goes from 6:30 to midnight. Tickets are $135. Doubletree, $400. This is going to be an amazing night. Tom Clare, Jesus Martinez of Bayou City Blues, Bobby Tambling, one of the all-time leading goal scorers at Chelsea, is going to be there as well. So Manchester United fans, Chelsea fans, this is a special night. And it's even more special because Tom Clare came to me and said, well, let's have a charity element of this, and let's do it with the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, which is a 501c charity that is tied into Texas Children's Hospital. As many of you know, I spend a bit of time down at Texas Children's. So it's for a great cause as well. This is going to be an amazing night. You know, you're going to hear these incredible stories from Norman Whiteside. He'll be talking Sir Alex Ferguson. I've already heard a few of the stories, but I don't want to know them all because Tom Clare knows them all. But Whiteside's a great speaker. I don't know as much about Bobby Tambling, but I'm sure he's going to have some great stories as well. So, again, it's Friday, June 16th, Doubletree Hotel. Tom Clare's number, 281-812-4805. Ticket information, 281-812-4805. Facebook group / Houston Red Army for information as well. So, please, it's a great cause, but this is going to be an amazing night. I'm going to try to get some Dynamo players there. I'm sure some of the Dynamo staff will be there. But it doesn't matter. If you're a football fan, this is a night for you. Liberty Kitchen. I'm passionate about great food, my friends at Liberty Kitchen. They serve up lunch, supper, and brunch. Think of it as modern American comfort food. Classics taken up several notches. The best burger, mac and cheese, chicken fried, mom's spaghetti chowder, farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen will put its stamp on. They're going to claim it. They're going to own it. Big flavor served at a neighborhood social. Some of the staples there, one of the things I go for all the time, is the gumbo. And the gumbo, you just got to get the addition of the blue crab. Deviled eggs with fried oysters. It's a great combination because you get the texture of a fried oyster and all that good protein with the eggs. Infamous burger bowls, robust house, smoked meats, grilled chops and steaks, ribs and fish. Signature cocktails, cold beer. Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City. 713-780-3776. We're talking Barcelona. We do want to get your thoughts on this amazing comeback. If you witnessed it, some of you may be watching it on replay tonight. We're still trying to get AJ De La Garza on the show. Tell you what, let me throw to Columbus Crew's Ethan Finley. We'll throw to his interview right now, and we'll hopefully get AJ on here in a few minutes. But Ethan Finley is with the Columbus Crew, and he's a player that I interviewed prior to the show tonight. So here's Crew's Ethan Finley, who had their goal in the 1-1 draw with Chicago. Let's talk a little bit about 2016. Guys don't make the playoffs. There's been a lot of turnover with Greg Berhalter and your team. I know you've only had one game here so far. 1-1 draw with Chicago, but kind of your thoughts on where the Crew are at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about where we're at. It's obviously just one game, and you know, we don't want to put too much emphasis in just one result, but we feel like we had a lot of positive things last Saturday. We hope to work off that come this Saturday.
How much of a work in progress is it, Ethan? You know, with all the new players, you got a number of new defenders in this team, some midfielders. How much of a work in progress is it?
I think the defensive stuff is going to be a work in progress. Obviously, it's somewhat of a new back line playing together. But then, you know, from there, they play a huge role in our offense. Down the left-hand side with adding a guy like Yuka, you know, him getting along with Justin and starting to gel is going to be extremely important for our success on that side of the field. And then Jonathan's connection with Harrison, they played together with the national team in Ghana. But, you know, doing our structure and playing our style of football, I think it'll be extremely important. And I think they'll have a pretty easy time, you know, figuring it out. But, you know, I still think, you know, we showed even last year at times that you know, it takes time to have a good connection, and I would say Ola and my connection is continuing to get better and better, as well as all the front four.
Ethan Finley joining us here has got 30 goals since 2014, 11, 12, 6 last year. Numbers went down a little bit. He's already got one this year in the 1-1 draw. Beautiful header off the delivery by Justin Miram against the Chicago Fire. Playing with Ola Kamara as opposed to Kai Kamara, how does your game change?
For me, it's knowing what kind of ball, you know, the player likes. I mean, Kai, he liked, the ball to be hung up to him and for him to kind of go find it. You could say it might have been a little bit easier, but I think Olaw's movement makes my job pretty easy as well. He's a very dynamic player in the box. He makes really, really good runs. His timing is impeccable. He kind of, I think, surprises center backs with his pace. So for me, it's been, you know, a pretty easy transition. Ola's done a really good job talking to me and the type of balls and the service he likes. Depending on where I get on the field, if I get a little deeper towards the end line, you know, I tend to cut the ball back a little bit more often, and he reads that quite well. And when I'm a little bit farther out, he's a guy that loves to get to the first post, and he's got a nifty finish when he gets there.
So if I'm reading this right, you sort of got to just know what his tendencies are and present him with the type of balls that will complement the movement he has.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do, both of us, I think, do a pretty good job of knowing the different areas of the field where each of us are. And we kind of depend on the movement, and the ball will depend on the area of the field that we currently are in. So, you know, like I said, as I get to the end line maybe and I'm bringing a ball in, I'm looking for his movement, and I have a general idea where he's going to be, you know, most of the time. Now, that might change, obviously, with how the defense tries to defend him. But for most of the time, and I don't want to let too much of it out, he and I have a good relationship and understanding of where he'll be wherever I am on the field with the rock.
He's Ethan Finley, Crew SC. They're coming to town to take on the Houston Dynamo this weekend. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Had a tremendous goal via the aerial game coming from a wide position into the box to head home across from Justin Merrim. All right, you mentioned your style, and we had your manager, Greg Berhalter, on here, and you guys love to play out of the back. That's what your manager wants. To me, it seems like a bit of a collision course with the Houston Dynamo because they've changed quite dramatically from last year, and they got a three set up front that's going to want to press you. Is this a matter of one team's purpose of play out strengthening an opponent's?
I think first off, you touched on, you know, Houston is a different team, and they shouldn't be taken lightly, as we saw in week one. To beat the champions the way they did, you know, it was an impressive performance by them, and we look at it as a great challenge. We will continue to play our style of soccer, our possession-oriented, playing out of the back, playing through pressure in tight spaces, because we think it's a recipe for success in the long term. And, you know, come Saturday, that won't be any different. And I think it's going to be a great challenge. Like you said, their front three is going to press, and then the three behind them, you know, Ricardo Clark, Alex, or if it's Alexander, or the new guy, they cover a lot of ground. And so, it'll absolutely be a challenge for our center backs, our goalkeeper, our outside backs, and our center midfielders. And, you know, I think it's a good early test to challenge in our style of soccer. And, you know, I think it should be a great contest.
You know what I love? I love how positive you are about your style of play, and I love how positive the Dynamo are. I mean, it's two coaches who are clearly, and their players, that clearly believe in what they're doing. And they're not going to alter what they're doing in game two of the season. I think it sets up for a wonderful game.
Absolutely. And I think it's that type of thinking and that type of mentality that is going to improve our level of soccer in this country.
That was Ethan Finley, and you heard some thoughts from him. So these are two playing styles that I think are going to clash a little bit. Somebody's got to give, and it doesn't sound like anybody is. And I think this is one of the great storylines of this game, is that bottom line, they want to build out of the back. The Dynamo have a pressing three front. And I think it's a fantastic way to go into this game because I don't think either coach wants to budge at this point of the year. And they want to stick with their ideology. They want to stick with their purpose of play. And there's a reason to go down there. Another reason to go down there is the Dynamo in a 4-3-3. And another reason is AJ De La Garza, signed from the LA Galaxy. AJ joins us now. AJ, thank you very much for coming on the program.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. So just some initial thoughts from you after the opener, which I think sent people home with a smile on their face for the first time in a long time down here in Houston.
Yeah, I think, especially in the first half, you saw a very exciting and attack-minded group, as most teams, even around the world. You saw it today in a Champions League game that teams tend to drop off. And in the second half, we did a little too much of that and gave them a little bit of life, but you know, we were able to hold on. And but I think the fans are excited, and as they should be, and the players are excited for what's still ahead of us. So we're excited for a good, hopefully, long year.
AJ, how about the chemistry with the back four? And, you know, obviously it's got to be a work in progress, some of these things. We can't expect you guys to be hitting all cylinders here. And with your sort of combining with Albert Elise on that right side of the field, I mean, you guys are basically responsible in a big way in controlling that area of the field.
Yeah, as far as the defense, you know, I've said it years and years ago that it takes time in games to build chemistry and a little bit of a language barrier with Adolfo. Leo is obviously someone who knows English, but is not a very vocal person, if you can say. But, you know, he leads in what he does. But it's crucial that we get those two guys to communicate with, you know, not only Bees and I, but to Rico, to Eric, to Juan David, and Alex. So, we're still building that, and we're still building that chemistry, and it's definitely not a one-game thing that we can just learn also. So, you know, but we're learning through the preseason, and the goals that we have given up, you know, they're all something that we can take away from the games.
AJ De La Garza, one of the great off-season signings here in Houston. I think people, when they heard A.J. De La Garza was coming to Houston, they knew they were getting a competitor, a man that's won a number of MLS Cups, and that could solidify the right back position for the Dynamo. How about in that game, out of the two center backs, who was doing more of the talking? I'm assuming it was Adolfo Machado.
I don't know. I couldn't hear any of them.
Nobody was talking.
I mean, I'm in a zone anyway, so don't hear too much, but you know, Leo's on the other side of the field for me, so it's hard to hear him. And then, like I said, with Adolfo, him not knowing much English and me not knowing much Spanish, it's hard to communicate. So it's just things that we have to continue to build on every day in practice. And Adolfo likes to crack jokes in English now. Just he'll say, "What's up, man?" And everyone will start laughing. So
that's hilarious.
That's the extent of his English.
Really seems, AJ, like Wilmer Cabrera here is really, just from the outside, it just seems like this is a guy who is business, down to the way he appeared on the sideline in a suit, seems focused, he seems grounded. My gut tells me he's keeping you guys very grounded despite having a nice start here.
Yeah, he demands the most out of us, the professionalism. You know, when he's talking, you look at him, and I think everyone here respects him. You saw, you know, Ramel score a wonder goal and ran straight to him. So, you know, the first thing he got was the respect from the players. So we all want to play for him, and it's shown so far that we're buying into what he's teaching us.
Now, this is a tough system to play in a 4-3-3 because it demands a lot of energy. The great thing about it, in my opinion, is that you can attack with 6 and 7 and you can suffocate people. But we can't expect you guys to play 90 minutes like that first 45, especially when the weather changes down here and all. So is that kind of an area where, you know, you're still trying to feel your way through, you know, how's this system going to work when we have to defend a little bit more and when weather changes? And because it is very demanding, and it's also very exciting, I think.
I think this weather's been changing every day since I've been here.
Yeah, get used to that, right?
The summertime will definitely be very tough, especially when our middle three guys, they're expected to do the most running out of anybody. And but at the same time, we're going over that every day as well, just how to not get them to run as much and be smarter in their movements and where they go, and, you know, following people here, following people there. Whatever it may be, we talk about it every single day. We do tactics every day. So it's just issues that are, you guys see them and know that they're there, and we know that they're there. So, like I said, it's still a learning process for a lot of guys. A lot of us have never played in a 4-3-3, but we have the type of players that we can play that and do it effectively.
AJ, real quick, because we're up on a hard break. How do you take a little pressure off those three midfielders from a workload perspective? Is that a long
communicate? We got to communicate. That's the major thing right now is, you know, me holding Rico in spots, Eric Alexander, you know, Alex, Juan David, who's ever in those situations, to where they're not following a man all the way across the field. And at times, even last game we saw it, where, you know, Kyoto and Albert were back helping a little bit, which you didn't see too much early on in the game, I'm sure, but we want those guys to be up top and be very dangerous and score goals. And, you know, that's what they're very capable of doing.
I bet you enjoyed that Barcelona game today, huh?
Yeah, that was wild.
That, I'm still shaking my head. I'm not even sure how to digest that, but that was remarkable. AJ, thank you so much for coming on, and we appreciate you coming on at an hour here. That's I know your personal time, but it's important. The fans are getting to know you. Wish you the best of luck against the Columbus Crew SC this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. AJ De La Garza, Houston Dynamo. We're going to take a break here. That's a nice interview with him. You can tell that he is a veteran, and he's talking about a number of different things within this system that the Dynamo are working on that they're certainly going to hope to improve. Gorgeous Gale, Irish pub with an Irish feel. Gorgeous Gale is the place for you. 5555 Morningside. You can catch all the best soccer and football matches there. Stop in for a pint and a bite. Whiskey offerings there. Our friend Peter Kingston is going to join us here shortly. They got a couple events coming up. Great open feel, lots of monitors, an outdoor patio. The Gorgeous Gale is the place to be. GorgeousGale.com. Bar Munich in Midtown, Raymond. Another great watching spot. So if you're hanging out in Midtown, you head over to Bar Munich. And as in typical fashion, that's the home of the Bayern Munich supporters. And I think, if I'm right, Barcelona fans, too. Tom Clare shaking his head, yes. So they must have been down there. Man, I wonder what that place was like after that ending of that game. Wonderful open-air spot. It's the Bar Munich, barmunich.com, 2616 Louisiana. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to complete this first hour. We're going to get a round table together. We're going to take your calls tonight, 713-780-3776. Best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah! Yeah! It's a lot of f***ing in the club tonight. What? What? But it's gonna be alright. Yeah! Yeah! Cause me and my clique, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. Hugging trick ass. Give God the dick.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
And with all due respect, you know what? It'd be a wonderful idea for him, just opening it up the first 15 and last 15 minutes. Romel Kyoto. Torres has made a run to his left. Kyoto! What a goal from Romel Kyoto! He has bent it in! And the Dynamo up 2-0 here in the 43rd minute. The Honduran connection paying off.
Yeah, it was good fun down at BBVA Compass Stadium. The fun was back, and post-game went over to the King's Court. And, man, it was a lot of fun over there with Manny and El Bateon. I think Manny was celebrating his birthday, one of the leaders of El Bateon. They had a band over there. That's the place to go after games. King's Court, it's at 903 Hutchins in Edo. Tom Clare can vouch for it. That's where the Manchester United supporters group goes. I think right now Chelsea goes there as well. Do you guys get along? You guys get along okay. Yeah. Edo, that is the area where King's Court is. Jay's there. 13 televisions. They show Premier League matches. They show the Dynamo matches. They're going to show everything and anything in the world of football. They'll also show that other kind of football, NFL Sunday Ticket, 24 taps, full bar. Say hello to Jay. Great cuisine, rooftop patio, and a real soccer pub feel. So I will see you after the game there this Saturday. And I believe we have, do we have Peter Kingston now? Let's go to another one of the great soccer watching bars. This one is over in the West University area. And this is the Gorgeous Gale. This is an Irish pub with a real Irish feel. 5555 Morningside Drive is the Gorgeous Gale. You catch all the best soccer matches there. This is where, if you're a Liverpool supporter, This is where they watch games. I mean, this is so cool in town, the culture that we have of all these people organizing their groups to watch games in various bars. And it's fun. I mean, and even if you're not a Liverpool fan, they're going to embrace you in most ways. And if you're somebody who's curious about it, get over to the Gorgeous Gale. Great whiskey offering. Our friend Peter is the man who runs it over there. Open field, lots of monitors, outdoor patio. Gorgeous Gale is the place to be. GorgeousGale.com. Peter Kingston joins us. Peter, how are you?
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
You know, I'm just thinking, Gorgeous Gale, St. Patrick's Day, there's got to be some things shaking over there.
Yeah, we got a big week next week. It's kicking off on Saturday, March 11th. We call it St. Practice Day. We started about a year ago, or 2 years ago, sorry. And it's working out great. It's in association with Guinness and Jameson. I think the parade is on downtown on Saturday, and afterwards, most people come along to the bar afterwards, and we got traditional Irish music, we got a band, we got a DJ, and that's on Saturday. And then our other big night during the week is on the Wednesday, March the 15th, which is the Guinness and Jameson dinner. Okay, so that's a three-course meal.
By the way, could you get two better brands there in combination? That's pretty darn good. Guinness and Jameson?
Jeez. Yeah, they do tastings. We do a three-course meal, and then Guinness come along, and they do a tasting for each course thing. And Jameson do the exact same. So we did it last year. It was brilliant. Sold out, 50 people. And this year as well, the tickets are nearly gone again. So it should be a great night again.
And that's on Wednesday, and that's a couple days before St. Patrick's Day.
Correct. And what I'm going to do, Glenn, you're a great supporter of us. What we want to do is we're going to give away two tickets to that. So however you want to dispense with them, I'll put them on the VIP list, and a couple of your listeners, if they want to call in, we want to look after them and bring them to the dinner.
I think what I'll do is when I go to commercial break, I'm going to put out the two tickets to the Guinness Jameson event at the Gorgeous Gale. We'll get those people's information, and then we will we'll give you all their information, and then you can reach out to them.
Fantastic.
Sound like a plan?
Brilliant.
I don't know if you know Tom Clare, who's the great Manchester United authoritarian. He's a writer. He's written tremendous books. He's a wonderful man. I think you've met him before. I don't know. If not, I want to put you guys together. He's an amazing guy. He's in studio here. He grew up around Old Trafford as a young man, all the way back to the Busby Babes. But when he heard you mention the free tickets, he put his hand up in the air. He likes the Guinness. The Guinness Jameson connection, I think. He's got a big smile on his face here right now. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. I'm going to bring him over there. You guys need to be connected because you're both very not only passionate about your the Gorgeous Gale, but you're also passionate about your football as a big Liverpool fan. So we can prove that Liverpool and United fans can get along.
Ask him, does he remember Johnny Giles and Eamon Dunphy? From back in the 60s.
He said he played with Eamon Dunphy.
Get away.
Yeah.
Does he know that Eamon is a pundit now in Ireland?
He does. He's shaking his head yes.
All right. Okay, tell him I can tell him some stories.
Well, anyway, there's another reason to put you two together.
Good.
And he knows Johnny Giles. Is that Johnny Giles from Leeds? Yeah.
Yeah.
Played with Peter Lorimer?
Correct.
All right, so listen, We're gonna when we go to break, we'll line this up for you, Peter. Thank you very much. Thanks also to the Gorgeous Gale and you for your support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
Thanks, Glenn. Talk to you soon.
You're the best. Thank you, Peter.
Bye-bye.
So Peter Wayne in there. I think we want to take some phone calls, 713-780-3776. We got a number of differing topics out there. Houston Dynamo, 4-3-3 system. Tell me what you think about it. Does Eric Alexander get the start over Juan David Cabezas in the deep-lying holding midfield position? You tell me. 713-780-3776. If you saw the Barcelona game today, your thoughts on that? I don't know how many thoughts we can actually have on it other than just disbelief. But to me, the biggest thing that stuck out with Manchester United, with Barcelona, was simply the fact they never gave up. And their fans didn't let him give up. Think about how many teams and individuals would be packing it in knowing they've got to score three goals, in a span from the 82nd minute on. That, to me, is the thing that really stuck out. The desire never wavered. The belief. It was pretty remarkable. Fascinating to watch this. Amazing to watch this. It is something that is consistent in Barcelona teams over the years in recent times. I don't think there's any question. But when you see Luis Suarez and Lionel Messi and Neymar fighting like animals, it's pretty impressive. And again, I don't think a lot of people thought this was going to happen, that they could reverse a 4-0 first leg loss to PSG. And if you're PSG, my God, giving up 3 goals in 7 minutes. I mean, this was there for the taking. You were going to eliminate one of the big beasts in the pecking order. And now, Manchester United, Barcelona has jumped to become the favorite, I think, in the Champions League now. Them and Bayern Munich would be the two. If you disagree, tell me. Who else could be a dark horse? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. So March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, which is a big day everywhere. Even my producer, Clutch City Cam, is shaking his hands behind the glass here tonight. So St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick, is a cultural religious celebration held on March 17th. It's the traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. And there's a heck of a lot of celebrating his life by drinking some beverage. And it's good fun. It's a good time. Unfortunately, I don't think, I think I might have a broadcast that night, so I don't know if I'm going to be there or not. But if I don't have a broadcast, I'm definitely going to be there. And it's going to be great, great fun. St. Patrick's Day is always here in Houston. So St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, get over to the Gorgeous Gale. That's 5555 Morningside, Wednesday. Before it is the Guinness and the Jameson event. And when we go to break here in a minute, it's 713-780-3776. I'm going to give out two tickets. We're going to get your information. So you're going to have to stay on the line. And Cam, you got to make sure we get their information so I can transfer that to Peter, because these are two tickets to go to the Guinness and Jameson event, which I'm sure Eddie Robinson and Corey Asher just walked in the room. Wouldn't mind going to either. Good to see you, Corey. So we're going to have some fun with Corey Ash, Eddie Robinson. By the way, Corey Ash is going to be honored at the Dynamo game this Saturday for his 8.5 years here. He's going to light El Capitan, the cannon. He's going to be doing a number of things down at the stadium. You can catch up with Corey. And he's living back here in Houston, which is also very, very good news, him and his family. All right, so going to take a break here. I just want to remind you about the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You need a personal injury attorney sometimes. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-0383. 713. Daspit Law Firm. They're going to assure you they're going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com is where you can get in contact with them. Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. It's the Daspit Law Firm, John Daspit, DaspitLaw.com. All right, right now, if you're caller number 5, you are going to get 2 tickets to the Guinness Jameson tasting and event. It is Wednesday night, and 5th caller gets them. 713-780-3776. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll start roundtable. Eddie Robinson, Corey Ash, Tom Clare, all in the house. We'll take a break.
This is ESPN 97.5.